Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this extraordinary meeting of Rochester Parish Council on Thursday, 31st March. There were two sessions tonight. We've got the public session, 7:15 to 7:30, and then we go into closed session. The reason we're in a public session for the extraordinary meeting is because the interval between the last meeting and this one, plus the fact we've got quite a few planning applications we need to deal with. So tonight's agenda will be two items. One is the response to the local plan draft, which will be a steering group's response and also the Parish Council response, and then we have the planning applications. So if anybody's got any questions to put to the Parish Council with regard to the agenda or anything that's included in the Parish Council remit, please let us have it. Mrs.
Woolard. He's going to think you're rude, but I can't stop tonight, so I'm going to have my say and then he's going to be somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm not picking on Brits or anything. Yes, it's the latest in a long line of applications for Grantham Road, for the garage halfway down the front garden. The original outline permission stated that all developments had to be behind the established building line, and two inspectors have rejected appeals in the last couple of years for properties along that stretch where they wanted to build in the front garden, and they said no, it would be out of keeping with the character of the area. The officer at Melton did permit the garage for plot one, I feel mistakenly, but you know, that's her job. She thought it was all right because she thought it was going to be hidden by the neighbouring wall at number 93 and all the shrubbery, which has since disappeared. The current application, the garage will be, and it's huge, it's double and then a store and everything else, is further down the walkway, nearer to the roadside, so that they can look out over the top of it. So in effect, if you're on the roadway or anywhere, you're going to be looking at the garage, and then above that the ground floor, above that the first floor, and above that the roof. And this is on an already much higher building than anything around. So it's going to look an absolute eyesore. Also, the boundary hedge on the western side, that's on the footpath, has been conditioned to remain. And in the application, he gave, he says he's going to grub that up, and it'll be over 9 metres of brick wall, which is not at all in keeping with the footpath and the farm track there. When you look at what he has submitted, he's been eating away gradually, bit by bit, so that this current application, it doesn't bear any resemblance to the outline permission that was originally granted. It's two completely different houses, and everything has, all the conditions have been just ignored. You probably all know he had a stop notice served for 1 month because he was breaking conditions. He was then allowed back on site, and we had the most miserable Easter without summer visitors. Good Friday, bank holiday, when he's not supposed to be doing any work whatsoever. The JCP was going all day long, going up and down, moving topsoil, not doing the parking area that he's supposed to be doing at the bottom to get the cars and vans off site. And he's just carrying gaily on. He's been spreading that little bit of topsoil at the back. He worked Easter Saturday and Easter Sunday as well. And their own conditions, their own site management plan said they wouldn't work any Sundays whatsoever, and would only be the occasional Saturdays. Frankly, we're really, really cheesed off. This man is just making a mockery of the whole system. He's breaking condition after condition. Melton are aware he's been breaking them again. Whether they'll serve another stop notice or not, I don't know. But I do feel that I hope that he'll be minded to object to this application, and hopefully also might let them know that he's breaking the condition. The park van on site yesterday, he's back on the road all day today.
Very good. I do have a copy of your letter.
Yes.
You sent to us.
Yeah.
Right, Mr. Lock.
I just make a comment on planning. It's on the first one on the second page, which is I, right?
Yeah.
16070128,
yeah.
Discharge. This is where on Harris Road they removed substantial amount of green planting and erected a 2 metre fence.
Mm-hmm.
Without planning permission, close to the highway, for which they require planning permission. They were then given planning permission retrospectively, subject to planting in front of the hedge, in front of the fence. Right. Now, I think you have before you their proposed planting. Now, my wife and I have looked at that proposed planting, the main plants, which you'll have also on the application, and we have objected, and we invite the parish council to also object, because each one of those plants is totally unsuitable, because they have allowed 8 to 9 inches between the fence and the pavement, 8 to 9 inches only. So almost anything planted there is going to spread very rapidly over the pavement. And we have sent through to Melton the RHS, the Royal Horticultural Society, details on the proposed planting, confirming that in fact each of the bushes has a spread of 1.5 metres. So we would invite the parish council to reinforce our objection that it is totally inappropriate planting to consume on the public footpath. They have only 8 or 9 inches of gravel between the fence and the pavement.
I actually looked at that this afternoon, and as you say, I got to 10 inches, but I mean, the immediate thought is that it's going to grow onto the footpath straight away.
Yeah.
So that really is, well, anyway, we'll discuss that.
Sure, yeah.
Right, any further questions? All right, thank you very much.
I know it's not on the agenda for tonight, but I'd just like to raise a concern over the finance side of things. I heard a couple of meetings ago that Melton were potentially going to be putting up the council tax by 3%, and LCC were going to be increasing by 4% year on year over the next few years, going up to about 17%. They also stated that they were going to be making severe cuts in continuation from what they've done previously. I just wondered why the parish council have not seen a need to increase the preset if there's going to be potential of extra work going to be needed to be done by the parish with the Leicestershire not being able to do things such as grass cutting and so on. It will obviously go wider than that, just wondering whether the council had actually based the preset on a proper financial review, and whether that included input from the community, as was the intention by the incoming councillors to have two finance and strategy meetings throughout the year. I've not seen those yet. I'm just wondering how the council managed to put a precept together. The documentation that was attached as an appendix at the last minute on the previous minutes, previous approved minutes, didn't seem to make sense as far as any investment in the community and in the villages that make up the parish.
Okay, well, two things. One is we certainly had two preset meetings to discuss the finances, and that's when the decision was arrived at to for a nil increase in the council tax. With regard to the finance meeting, it's just been unfortunate due to circumstances. The first time we arranged one, the officer was all right to come, and then she couldn't come because she had another meeting to attend to. And then we went to the another meeting, and lo and behold, that happened again. So I was only talking to the finance guy yesterday, and we penciled in for him to come to the June meeting. So, and he will be talking about MPC finances, LCC, business rates, just a general overview of the MPC finances. So that's where we're at.
Okay, well, that doesn't answer the question as to whether the community was approached as to any input that the councillors might get from the community as far as you know, finance and strategy meetings with the community?
Well, it's up to the, as you should well be aware, it's up to the parish council to set a precept, the council tax rather, not the precept. And you can consult if you wish, but I mean, it's not obligatory, because you should know that. And as I say, we had these two meetings, and the finances were in sound condition, so there was no reason to increase the precept. Okay, any further questions? Yes, Jean.
My underplanning fee. I don't think this is a planning application objection, but it's covered by building regulations. So can I say something now?
Well, actually, C has been approved.
I've lost my notes.
Yeah. Okay. Right, anything else? Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
A quick one.
Yeah.
Buxton Lane near Beaver High School was two bins, a dog bin and a general waste bin. I walk up there quite regularly, and the waste bin is very small considering the amount of waste that generally gets put in it. And it then tends to blow out of the bin and all across the road. Just wondering if a larger bin could be considered. And B, considering the number of tins and bottles, whether in fact a recycling bin would be worthwhile. That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Did you get that? Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Can I just also raise that? I'll just bring that quickly to the agenda. Under J, this is for the four new buildings. One of the discussions we've had generally is that when this type of house is built in close to the centre of the village, which is very appropriate for the elderly and the disabled, there is a building standard which makes it more suitable for elderly people. So for example, all the doors are constructed for wheelchairs, for wet room, a chair lift and so forth. So that can be actually designed in to the architect or designed for that. And I'm just wondering whether it's appropriate for trying to see whether or not these four houses could be designed in such a fashion, because they would be very, very valuable units for the less able, physically able, for the disabled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, anything else? Just a couple of minutes left. Anything from members that you'd like to raise?
Hi, I'm David.
Yeah.
On the west end of the west end of the village, hanging out towards Grantham Road, they've cleared a ditch and they've left all the rubbish on there. It's been like it for 3 weeks, so I thought they might come back.
That's west end?
Yeah.
Notting Road.
Yes, you go out Notting Road, right around,
yeah,
past
right.
The farm.
Yeah,
it's an absolute disgrace. There's a couple of tyres there, all sorts of rubbish, and I don't know who it belongs to.
Right.
But I'm sure somebody here might.
We'll sort that one out.
And it's a disgrace. But okay. I left it just as well over Easter,
right?
And we've been up to date on it.
And now's the time to do something there before the grass grows, of course.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Yes,
you.
I've had a request from the Greenall family, and I'm going to put it to the councillors because I'm not sure which of us takes up this request, and it's to put a memorial plaque on the Eastport bench. So I was wondering whether.
Okay.